Pennsylvania's state bird normally hides out in woodlands, away from people. But a few of them are a bit bolder.
I feel like he's going to attack my head at any minute.
That's a video of a wildlife biologist with the Pennsylvania Game Commission sitting on a log face to face with a ruffed grouse. Ruffed grouse are wild birds hunted as game, and they like to live in young, dense forests. They're brown, a little bigger than pigeons, and males have a band of dark feathers around their necks that puff up when they want to get a mate. But this time of year, for a few weeks, a small subset of the birds display another behavior. They're not afraid of humans, leading to the name tame grouse. Raina Tile, a grouse and woodcock program specialist at the Pennsylvania Game Commission, says some people think that's a misnomer.
They'll run up to people, even show aggressive pecking, you know, at their pant legs. I just talked to a guy yesterday who had one aggressively getting on his car.
This spring, the Game Commission is asking the public to report sightings of tame grouse as part of a study. I recently talked with Tile about it. What causes this behavior? What are some of the theories?
I will say we don't know exactly what causes it. That's part of what we're hoping to investigate. Some of the theories in the past was that the birds were drunk. They would eat, you know, old berries from the summer that had had a chance to ferment, and maybe they were a little tipsy, and so they were behaving abnormally. Some of the other theories are that because it appears to be more common during the spring breeding season or sometimes in the fall when there's similar amounts of daylight to nighttime as there is in the spring, people just thought maybe it was just an aggressive, hyper-aggressive behavior during the breeding season. So, you know, male grouse this time of year become really territorial, defending their breeding territories, but also they drum to attract females. And so the thought was that maybe just that time of year, because their hormones start ramping up for breeding, that they just are more likely to exhibit that behavior towards people.
Have people been noticing this kind of behavior for a lot of years, or is this something new?
No, this is something that has been going on for a long time. I've heard from a lot of people who not only have experienced this phenomenon in the recent history, but I've actually received some cool historical reports of people seeing grouse exhibiting this behavior from decades ago. A guy contacted me last week saying, you know, he had some photos from, you know, 40 years ago. So it's been really fun to see, you know, people in their like tie-dye 70s gear with their like tame grouse near them. So yeah, no, it's something that's been going on for a long time. And it's not just here in Pennsylvania. I used to work with grouse up in Wisconsin. And so we'd get reports of them out there as well. So it's something that exists across the range of grouse, it seems. And then it's been happening for a long time.
And is it just the males?
That's something that's really interesting, is that every report that I've gotten so far, you know, photos and videos of grouse and all of the ones that I've captured so far or have encountered in the wild have been males. We don't necessarily think it means that it's just males that can exhibit this behavior. We wonder if females maybe just exhibit this behavior differently. So, you know, males are aggressive, you know, as far as defending their territories and trying to find mates. And so it would make sense that they might, you know, care more about an intruder in their zone and be more physically aggressive towards a person. But females might show this behavior differently as far as how they defend their nests and how they defend their broods. So maybe females exhibit aggressive behavior by more aggressively defending their nests from predators or more aggressively defending their broods from predators or other things.
So you're working on a ruffed grouse genetic study with Pennsylvania State University. What are you trying to find out?
So the reason this study came about was to try to assess grouse genetic diversity across the state right now. A lot of folks are probably aware, especially if they're grouse hunters or just invested in the resource, that the grouse population in Pennsylvania has declined over the long term, over several decades. But the last couple of decades, those declines have been a bit more steep, due to a variety of factors, habitat loss and degradation, and also the introduction of West Nile virus. That disease, we think, has been pretty detrimental to grouse numbers some years. A lot of what we focus on with grouse habitat right now is maintaining connectivity between forest patches. So given that grouse numbers have declined in some areas, and there might be isolated populations on portions of the state that might be a little less connected, forest habitat wise. We were just wondering if we were starting to see our grouse population diverge into distinct subpopulations. So just trying to figure out if there are certain populations that are becoming isolated and if we can target, habitat management in a way to maintain that connectivity to make sure that the genetic diversity of our grouse population stays high so that they can be more resilient to future unknown changes, whether it's weather changes or other, another disease change or anything that could happen on the landscape in the future. So we just wanted to get an idea of how healthy is our grouse population from a genetic diversity standpoint. Capturing these tame grouse kind of it's an un somewhat unexplained behavior. We don't know exactly what drives that behavior. And so we thought by capturing them, that could provide us with, more samples for our genetic study. But potentially we were just wondering, could this behavioral difference that we're observing in grouse be explained by genetics as well? And so we kind of figured while we're looking into genetics, we might as well get some samples and see what's going on here.
So, how do you collect the samples? You don't keep the grouse.
No. So the good part about them being tame and, us only really wanting to capture the ones that are willing to come to people is we've had the greatest success when we have a grouse that's hanging out on a landowner's property pretty consistently. So, someone will contact me and say, there's this grouse that every time I go back to the edge of my property with my ATV, it chases me down. I see them almost every day or several times a week. And so then I'll go out and visit with that landowner, and we basically just mimic, whatever activity that landowner normally does when they encounter that grouse. So usually we'll go to where they see them with their ATV or their rototiller or whatever it is that seems to draw them in. I could talk a little bit about that later. and then once that grouse shows up, we've just been netting them with a hand pole net because we can get within a few feet of the grouse. So I have someone hold the grouse for me. I take a foam swab. So if you've ever done like a 23andMe or an ancestry.com, genetics test, that's essentially what we're doing is we're taking a swab, swabbing the grouse's mouth, and then letting that grouse go. We've collected samples from, I think it's four grouse so far. I've got two visits lined up for tomorrow, so hopefully we'll be at six here soon. And right now we are only planning to collect them this spring.
You mentioned when someone reports a grouse, you kind of have to flush them out or get close to them, and you have some techniques for that.
Yeah, so grouse, their mating display, they do what we call drumming. And so they beat their wings back and forth really quickly. It actually creates like a quick air vacuum under their wings, and that creates a sound. It's a really low frequency sound that sounds kind of like a basketball bouncing on a floor or something along those lines. But most times when you're out, you actually kind of almost feel that sound before you hear it. We think that these tame grouse are attracted to that sort of vibration. So most landowners and people that have been giving me reports, it seems like, they'll be chasing them on their ATV, or if they're running a chainsaw, the grouse will come out, or if they're rototilling up their garden in the backyard. So that, kind of engine puttering, they seem to be really attracted to that vibration. So it's almost like clockwork. If we have a UTV or an ATV and we can just drive that out into the area, a lot of times that grouse will show up within a few minutes.
Sounds like it makes for some interesting wildlife interactions.
It does. It's been fun. I've been having to take some folks out from the agency just to be my extra set of hands as I'm doing these captures. And some of them have never encountered this behavior before. So it's really fun to, watch people experience it for the first time. And the landowners that we've been working with and that we've, conducted these captures on their properties, they've been really great. Like you could tell that they're really excited to share their like special grouse with us. They're like, look at this, look at how cool this is. I'm like, I'm with you. I'm right there with you. This is so, neat. So yeah, it is a unique experience for sure.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
That was Raina Tile, Grouse and Woodcock Program Specialist at the Pennsylvania Game Commission. There's still time to report tame grouse sightings. A link and instructions are at our website. You can watch the video of the tame grouse going after one of the Game Commission's biologists there, too. That's at alleghenyfront.org/wildpa.